us a black grand national. Being rational, giving what they ask for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
It was Phil Foden who netted the goal. Man City up 1-0 in Ipswich. I know a lot of people interested because Ipswich.
Greg,
know,
take over again.
Ipswich. No, people care about Ipswich. They're an American team, you know, owned by Americans. They moved up to the Premier League.
It's the first time I've heard that word.
They've been a great story, and now they're in the relegation mix, and they're hosting Man City, who's been struggling. So I think a lot of people are very attentive to what's going on in this match.
And I didn't realize they were in the Premier League.
Yeah. They're now.
Another goal?
Yeah, no, they're now trailing 2-0, Man City. Coming into Ipswich and seemingly getting some of their offensive mojo back.
Is Man City your team that you
no,
pull for?
No.
Who do you pull for?
Aston Villa. We had a 2-2 draw with Arsenal.
We?
Yes.
We.
At the Emirates yesterday. We. Right? I'm like, Kyle, we. We. There you have it. All right. Well, I know. Did we have a new open for the 7-Eleven or does it not exist? What's going on? Did you play it?
No. I know. Here comes 7-Eleven that we just came up with 56 minutes ago.
Oh, no, but I heard talk in the office this week that, like, Greg had been critical of how long the open was to the 7-Eleven.
We did get an email about it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if...
I don't know if it happened, though.
Let's see if it happened.
It seems it didn't similar. We can't go through the whole thing.
Aside from a house or a car,
I'm guessing this is the same.
What is the most expensive thing you own?
This is the difference between us getting to the guest on time and not on time.
Okay, yeah. Let's not, let's, okay, I think we have enough of this. Okay, all right. So we said the 7-Eleven would be me booking a mystery guest from my phone.
Yeah, how'd that go today?
So I don't have anyone per se ready to go, but let's go with who the mystery guest could have been.
So we're asking you yes or no
you're
questions?
You're asking me yes or no questions for the person who I texted. Now,
well, was talking crap to me all of an hour ago about how I had nobody in my phone. At least my people would respond and answer.
Mama would answer
the call.
I'm willing to give it a try.
Okay.
But before we do, Craig, I got to say, this sucks for a debut.
Yeah,
sucks.
But no, this is funnier, me being the mystery guest. This is a better bit. Because Smartless, wow, it's Jerry Seinfeld. Wow, that'd be so good. Like, anyone could have Jerry Seinfeld on your show, right? Like,
it's true.
We don't need to do that. But me being Jerry Seinfeld is way more interesting. So, all right, I texted four different people. The first one I texted was Doug Gottlieb, just because you were ripping on him off the air, so I wanted to have him on the air.
I wasn't ripping on him.
No, you were ripping on him.
Yes, he was.
I was ruthless. I will say what I said.
Yes, you
I
said he gave up a 28-0 run
while
to start
leading
the half,
at halftime.
And that any of us,
if the four
if we
of
were
us
playing,
were playing five Division I athletes,
yes.
The four of us were playing five Division I athletes, we are getting at least one bucket.
Yeah, so that's not ripping
before
on him?
Before they're getting 20...
Saying that his coaching is so bad, his coaching is so bad.
Add Doug to us, R5. Doug agrees with me.
You're saying that the four of us are better than the five kids he puts out on the
court.
Just
in that moment, yes.
Yeah. I think that's more a knock on what you think of his coaching than on his players.
I think coaching
you wouldn't be attacking 18-year-old, and I know he has like a 26-year-old also on
the team.
Yes,
a 24-year-old freshman from Israel, yes. Jonathan Levy. The reason I know that, I don't know. But anyway, I stand by that.
Okay, so we're not going to go with him. Okay.
Gottlieb.
All right, so we're not going to go with Gottlieb.
He was busy, huh?
Do you want to go with...
He's got a game at noon.
All right, do you want to go with mystery guest? He had a game at noon. He told me he had a game at noon.
He's got a game in an hour, and he's texting Craig.
There's the problem. I still thought he would come on. Like, he had told me... When I saw him, he's like, oh, yeah, I have a game at noon. I can come on your show anytime. But I think if it was like in the 10 o'clock hour, he would have been more comfortable. So, all right. You guys pick guest number 2, 3, or 4.
Go ahead, Greg.
3.
I like 3.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. I like 3. All right. I'm the mystery guest. I am being the mystery guest. And you guys ask the first 7 yes, no questions. And then we'll open up to the fans if you can't guess the person correct.
Go ahead, Greg. I like you for question 1.
Are you famous for being a former athlete?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about our sequence of questions we were going to ask.
Well, I would go with, are you famous for being a business person?
No.
Kyle?
Are you a woman?
No.
All right, 0 for 3.
All right, start. This is our new 7-Eleven mystery guest. I am the mystery guest, but it's not me. I'm being the person who didn't text me back to be the mystery guest. We're up to question number 4.
Are you famous for being a broadcaster?
No.
A coach or team personnel?
No.
Okay, we are 0 for 5, Kyle. Give us something.
Are they well-known, kind of like...
Wait, no, you need to ask me, are you...
Are you well-known Are you well-known across this country?
Say no. Well-known? I'll say no.
So is our 7th question...
Are you from... Or I should say, have you lived in or do you currently live in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes.
All right.
And now do we have to guess?
All right,
now
yes. No, I mean, you've used all 7 questions.
But we don't get a final guess.
I mean, the 7th question had to have been, are you?
All right, can we make it the 8-11 just today because it's the first time?
All right, yeah, you each could have throw out one name.
The answer was yes to currently live in Wisconsin?
No, that wasn't the question. The question was, have you ever or currently lived in Wisconsin?
And the answer was no.
It was yes.
So it's not somebody, it's not a coach, athlete.
By the way, I don't think they're going to get it. So right now, line up to ask yes, no questions.
But
by the way,
well known.
When you call in, you get to keep asking questions till you get a no. So if you get yeses, you get to keep going. So 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. Questions for our mystery guest who is not here. Who do you want to say?
Cato Kaelin.
That is incorrect.
I don't even know who that is.
He's well known across the country. I would have said he's well known across the country.
But like, he's also, I'm just trying to think of someone who's not an athlete, a coach,
Cato
or a broadcaster.
Kaelin was part of the OJ trial. All right, Kyler Strophy, you got a yes.
Lived in Wisconsin.
Evan Cohen.
Evan Cohen is also
incorrect. He's famous for a broadcaster.
He's a broadcaster. You asked if he's a broadcaster, and if he's well known across the country, I would have said yes.
I jokingly threw out this name earlier. I'm going to go with your former co-host, Steve Politziner.
That is also
he's
a no.
He's a business person.
He's a business person.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You have to think entertainment now. It's got to be music or acting or comedy or something.
I don't know who this guy knows.
But music, then you'd be well known. I guess not necessarily, but...
Well known across the country.
This stinks.
I don't think you guys even realized what questions you asked.
No, you're right. I should have wrote these down.
Don't lump me with that.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like I delivered a good guess
based on the answers. Greg in with the idiots.
800-990-ESPN. It is 800-990-3776. Questions for our mystery guest. It is the new and vastly improved, right? This feels good right now. 7-11.
Yeah, real good. Real good.
Let's talk to Jeremiah. Do you have a question for our mystery guest?
Question for the mystery guest. Man, do you think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl within 5 years? I'm hoping.
The mystery guest says no. Thanks for the call, Jeremiah. All right.
Who's next on the Carbless Talking text line where Liz is more?
Yeah. Right now, it doesn't appear anybody is. You guys have asked such poor questions that no one even understands what they should be asking next.
800-990-3776, 800-990.
I mean, I guess
we need you.
Well, I guess I'm questioning the selection of who the guest was going to be because, I mean, if they're not... They're not in sports. They may have lived in Wisconsin. They're not a broadcaster.
Why are you saying they're not in sports?
Didn't we ask?
We asked athlete. We asked coach or team personnel.
No, you asked are they a former athlete. You never asked if they were an athlete.
Oh.
I did ask if they were famous for being.
Oh, I know who it is. But I can't guess it.
I think you can.
No, he can't guess it.
Text me.
You said, are they a former athlete? You at no point guessed if they were an athlete.
I think I asked if they were famous for being an athlete.
No, a former athlete.
You said former. He's right.
All right.
You said former athlete.
That's just a guess. I texted you.
All right. 800-990-ESPN. So they could be a current athlete based on, I'm not saying they are, but if I was calling, that would be the next question I would ask is, are you a current athlete?
I think I know who it is.
You do not know who it is. Let's talk to Bill. You're on Sunday Karma. Morning, Bill.
Hey, is it John McGivern?
Oh, sure.
Is it John McGivern? It is not John McGivern. Thanks for the call. He is not in my phone.
Can we ask you an 8th question?
Yes.
Is this person currently a Good Karma Brands teammate?
No.
Okay, you're wrong.
I think that that was an interesting way to ask that question. But, all right.
800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. And this
have
this...
they appeared on a Good Karma Brands radio station in the last year?
Say no.
Okay.
Well, I am wrong. I'm lost then, yeah.
And I am wrong.
Let's go to Frank, who's an accountant. You're on Sunday Karma. Morning, Frank.
Morning. This sounds like something you do in the car with your kids on a long drive.
But... yeah, that is what the show is. That's what we're going for here.
And I just want to critique some. I know this is the reboot of the show, but
yeah,
you could put a little more effort into doing it. Just to be truthful, as an independent listener over all these years,
yeah,
there have been some crazy Sunday morning shows, but...
you're saying wow, this could be the one that seems the least prepared and has put the least thought into any of the shows we've done over the last 25 years?
Well, you know, it top 10 of the least prepared.
Wow.
Because okay. I'm sure there's been other ones.
Wow.
What are the indicators of that other than us not having a guest
for the big iteration? I mean, no, I'm representing who the mystery guest would have been. I think, Frank, this is... I'm going to side with me on this one over here. I think this is very
Craig,
well thought out.
Chef Ed agreeing with Frank on the Carbless Talk and text line. The text line, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed just says, this new concept sucks.
Yeah, that's because, you know what? There's so many things that people, especially accountants, don't realize in the moment that end up being brilliance. Like, you look back 20, 30 years ago, like, it's kind of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like, I believe this rebooted Sunday Karma will be studied in, like, college classes. Like, there will be college classes on the rebooted Sunday Karma. And, like, Dirty Al Gallagher will be, like, on people's, like, syllabus when they start the semester. There will be, like, Dirty Al Gallagher will be...
I did hear that, especially accountants crap, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I tried to sneak that in on you.
Applied.
Yeah. That's.
No, you couldn't get it.
I was a little defensive there. Man City, by the way, gets their third goal. I don't feel like it was Erling Haaland, though. That was really sad. So my parlay's not going to hit. Thanks, Frank. Let's go to Howard. You're on Sunday Karma. Morning, Howard.
My God, Dorothy Kilgallen and Bennett Cerf are rolling in their graves.
Yes.
You're an old soul. Congratulations. You brought back What's My Line.
Exactly. See? Exactly, Howard. People do not respect what we're doing right here.
Now, rolling in your grave is a bad thing, right, Howard?
Remember, those people on the show actually had wit and intelligence.
But, Howard, at least we have a good effort. We're just lacking the execution. At least there's something positive.
I think a little preseason practice might have been a good idea.
Yeah, okay, Howard.
This is preseason.
This has become the Rip Us show.
Week one of the regular season.
Yes or no question, Howard.
Are you currently alive?
Yes.
He pretty much just told us it was a current.
That's a good question because you could be in my phone. I do not delete dead people from my phone generally.
Hope you wouldn't text them to try to get them on the show.
That's true.
Is your occupation related to sports?
Yes. See, Howard knows how to do this. He's building
up to it. He has unlimited guesses. We only had seven.
Okay, keep going, Howard.
Good job, Howard.
You're doing well.
Are you over 40?
No. All right. Howard has helped narrow down things for us there.
I have a sneaking suspicion, Strofe, based on context clues, this might be a current athlete.
I think so.
Okay, let's go to Jim.
How'd you get to that conclusion?
Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you think of the new radio show? How do you think it's going?
I think it's fantastic, except the central question is my first question, which is your IQ higher than all of these guys on the show, except for Craig?
Okay. By the way, I have to say no on this guy. I don't think he is, unfortunately. Oh, I just gave a fact that it's
okay.
You already answered that. Thanks. It's not a woman because Kyle asked as a yes or no question.
Yep. All right, Jim, thanks for the call.
Jim, I can't believe Jim? I'm getting looped in with you guys. Josh DiMaggio's saying you guys had F-minus guesses, you know?
Okay. We'll continue to take your assessments of the new Sunday Karma, and you have only 44 more minutes to guess our mystery guest who when I texted him, it went green instead of blue. So I don't know if his phone has changed. But we'll see. Our mystery guest, basically we've determined he is a he who is under 40, who is an athlete. We will see if
who
we
had
can,
or currently lives in Wisconsin.
Who had or currently lived in Wisconsin. We will see if we can figure out who this mystery guest is as we continue at Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
House real big, cars real big, belly real big, everything real big, rims real big, pockets real big.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Kyle's frustrated because the music ran out, Craig.
No, because the video part, I wasn't expecting to be waiting here for a 60-plus
well,
seconds.
Craig was riffing. He was telling us about the glory days of his radio career.
By the way.
I didn't know where we were at. We were back. I didn't hear
oh, yeah,
way,
we're back.
I didn't hear the producer okay. say, hey, guys, by the way, back on the air.
Oh, yeah, interesting point.
Wait, by the way, one of our mystery guests has come through and is going to be joining us now.
Oh, God.
He's joining in 6 minutes.
So now we got to start
no,
this over?
He's not the mystery guest today. He's just going to be a guest because he just beat USC. And in 7 minutes, we're going to talk to Greg Gard,
nice.
The head coach of the Wisconsin Badger basketball team. How
is he going to help us guess the mystery guest?
if we haven't guessed the mystery guest by then, Greg Gard will have to help us on that.
Does Greg Gard know what he's getting himself into?
I think whatever it is good. But, I mean, I think most people listening or who were listening have since turned us off would disagree. All right, we're in the middle of our mystery guest. Right now, you can call the Carbless Talk and Text line where Liz is more. We are looking for our mystery guest who is not on the line with us today, who is under 40. They are a current athlete, and they at some point lived in Wisconsin. You can ask any yes or no question to try to get us to the proper answer of this mystery guest. But we need to pop out in the next, 3 minutes? Because then we need to come back for Greg Gard, who was going to be one of our mystery guests. He was called. He was number 4. You chose to go with number 3, which was this person.
That's too bad.
If you had gone with number 4, it would have been Greg Gard. And then by the time we guessed him, he could have come on.
Could have came out.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the accountants wouldn't be mad at us and all that. Yeah. All right, 800-990-3776. It's 800-990-ESPN. All right, you guys go with some yes or no questions until any listeners get it, because you know, we don't have a lot of time here.
Is this athlete currently playing overseas?
Yes.
Did they play collegiate basketball at Marquette?
No.
Did they play collegiate basketball?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is it Sam Decker?
No.
Oh, why you say it like that? I mean, he's overseas.
Well, I mean, you just jumped into that. I think, didn't you just ask at Wisconsin?
I was going to ask at Wisconsin.
Oh, no. Okay, Kyle, grab the phone. Who knows who's calling?
All right, so played collegiate basketball, lived in Wisconsin.
But did not play at Marquette or Wisconsin.
Yeah, nobody actually goes to UW-Green Bay and like makes
well, actually it. Ask that. Well, no, that wouldn't be right. No, don't ask that.
So they played probably for the Bucks for a certain point,
yes.
I would guess.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Did they play ever for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes.
All right, so somebody who's young enough
were they
now
drafted
overseas.
By the Bucks?
Yes, they were.
Why'd you say that with uncertainty?
No, because the pick, the way sometimes NBA works is like you're drafted.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying that happened. He was clearly drafted by the Bucks.
I mean, former Bucks that are now playing overseas.
All right, let's go to Constantine. Constantine, they've narrowed it down to someone who was drafted by the Bucks who is now playing overseas. And feel free to rip the show if you don't have a good question to ask.
Oh, gosh, I was going to ask if they played at UW.
Yep, they've not played at UW. We just got that figured out. What's your assessment of the new rebooted Sunday Karma?
Worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Yep, that's what we've been going for. All right, keep going, guys. We're going to have to... Greg Gard's joining us.
Well,
they're the highest scoring basketball team in the history of the University of Wisconsin.
Did they win a championship in 2021?
Did they win a championship in 2021?
No.
Is it Jabari Parker?
No.
I thought I got it.
Are they older than 30?
That's a good question. I don't think so. They are not. No.
Okay.
Man, this is obscure.
This is really
Kyle,
obscure.
What do you got?
Nothing. Frustration. That's what I have. Is frustration.
You can't figure out who it is.
I don't know. This person, I'm gonna go, oh, when we find out who it is. I have no idea. Some overseas basketball player that is some lived in Wisconsin for a little bit. I mean, semi-famous.
I'd say known across the United States.
Would they have been fun for us to even interview?
I don't think so.
Well, that's the whole point.
Is it DJ Wilson?
It is not DJ Wilson.
Thon Maker?
It is not Thon Maker.
I'm out of ideas.
You're close on Thon Maker, just so you know. Really close on Thon Maker.
What do you mean close on Thon Maker?
Thon Maker's about as close as you can get without getting it right.
Rashad Vaughn?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my goodness.
Rashad Vaughn is our mystery guest. Congratulations.
I see why he left you on red.
Everybody, Rashad Vaughn, former UNLV one-season player and first-round draft pick by the Milwaukee Bucks, is the first-ever mystery guest in the history of Sunday Karma.
I don't think we make it out of preseason.
So what made you text Rashad Vaughn?
Greg Gard coming up next. It's Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
About that, there you go, Kyle. Actually, on there we go. It's the new rebooted disastrous Sunday Karma. He may not be Rashad Vaughn, who was our fake mystery guest today, but he is the winner of 7 consecutive games, playing incredible basketball. Head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, Greg Gard, joins us on Sunday Karma.
Hey,
morning, coach. You're on with Greg Scalzo, Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace, and Craig Karmazin. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing? Getting up early. I'm on West Coast time.
Yeah, after beating one of those just typical old school Big Ten rivalries, USC. Yeah. When you think about it, where do you think that ranks your win yesterday in the history of Wisconsin USC basketball games?
The rivalries, yeah. I think it's the second time we played them in the last 100 years. So. Yeah, it's all good, but it's just been weird to kind of watch these games. You know, I saw Purdue Washington the other night, and you have to remind yourself that's a Big Ten game, and UCLA at Rutgers. Oh, that's a Big Ten game. So it's taken a little getting used to, but at the end of the day, when the ball goes up, it's still basketball, and you try to play as consistently well as possible.
Well, Mick Cronin had something to say about all the travel in college basketball as far as having to go coast to coast. How do you manage that, like, with your team? Because it's just the reality of what it is now. It seems weird when we watch it on TV, but you guys live it. And, you know, going back 10, 15 years ago, you didn't have this level of travel.
Yeah, I don't get into the theatrics that Mick does, and I'd quite frankly like to see the Statue of Liberty twice in 3 weeks, but it's only a big deal if you make it a big deal, and we haven't changed our approach. We came out here an extra day early, and we usually travel, you know, one day prior, given how many time zones you change. So coming out on Thursday for a Saturday game was always our intent. But I think our players know that the preparation doesn't change regardless of who we play. And I don't make a big deal about or any deal about whether we're at home or a road or how far we have to travel. You know, everybody has to do it. And the rims are 10 feet high and the court's 94 feet long. So let's go play. There's a lot harder things that people could be doing with life than having a 3-hour flight and having to play a basketball game 2 days later.
Yeah. So you're talking about our players know, and like, I just think about culture so much, and in today's college basketball where there's transfer portals and all this, like, do you feel like it was then? Like, do you feel like your team, like, you're able to actually establish a culture when there is as much turnover as there is in today's college basketball?
Yeah, and I think that's us being able to maintain our culture has been one of the reasons why we're sitting here at 15-3 right now. Retention is big, and we're able to retain, you know, a lot of guys off last year's team. But knowing at the same time there's going to be turnover, the transient nature of college athletics right now is real, and you're not going to be immune to it. So when you do have to replace spots on your roster, being very intentional on who you're bringing in, really trying to construct your roster to, you know, have depth at every position, not too much of this and not enough of that. And I think that's and the right type of people too. You know, the guys that we have brought in, you know, John Tanjay, Xavier Amos, Cam Hunter, in terms of the portal, and then, you know, the freshmen that come in. I think you know, Matt Painter has a great quote. He says, when guys come into his program, you become us, we don't become you. And I think that's the same thing here. You know, we intentionally really zero in on the type of player we want, how it fits within our roster, what are our needs, but also the type of person that we're bringing into our locker room. And again, our guys that have come back year after year and have been here for a long time help kind of bridge that transition really easily.
Do you know what the other rosters in the Big Ten are because of all this turnover? Like, obviously, you're scouting USC for a couple days leading up to yesterday's matchup. But do you actually know what you're getting into, you know, 2 weeks ahead of a matchup and what these teams look like?
Are you saying, like, right now, if you quizzed him on Washington starting, right. like, rotation, does he know it these days?
Because they change so much. So, Greg, please give us some insight into that.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, my assistants are working ahead on scouts, so I'm literally looking at a UCLA overall stat box score right now as I'm talking to you guys, and started late last night learning, you know, UCLA, and I knew some of the players just because of, you know, they've been at other places. Kobe Johnson, you know, lived in Sun Prairie for a while. William Kyle, we recruited out of the portal from South Dakota State. So I'm familiar with some names here and there. But by and large, I don't really dive in until we're like now. We're 48 hours from playing. I get my Cliff Notes and I'm dive in. It's like cramming for a final. You know, so there'll be some late nights here over the next 2 days.
It used to be like myself. The program guys that you'd be used to, right? Because you would know, I mean, we as fans would know the teams that well. So when you were sitting here in the offseason, were you like, hey, I think we could score 80 points a game this year. Like, is this the version of the team that you thought was possible, you know, in terms of, you know, running Arizona out of the building and, like, being able to play at the pace that you've played this year?
Well, I think it's part of our plan as we've evolved offensively, and maybe not specifically driven to this team, but this team was intentionally, as I talked about before with the roster compilation, it was intentionally put together with very specific needs in mind that we had to address. And I think efficiency is probably more important to us than what the final scoreboard number says. And if we can keep that scoreboard moving, that's great. But the efficiency we want to play with and the points per possession, you know, being really, you know, I think yesterday we were at 1.25 for the game. So that's, you know, you're going to win a lot of games and that, and the game has changed. It's a scoring, kind of has a scoring uptick right now, and everything is geared towards more scoring. And I think how we play and how we've kind of revamped what we're doing offensively, along with how we've strategically pieced this roster together, and how the game has changed, has allowed, you know, us to put a lot of numbers on the board.
Badger head coach Greg Gard joining us from Southern California after a win yesterday. So you don't have to drop any names on us here, but are there guys where you've recruited hard and you thought you were going to get them and then they go somewhere else and you're like, oh, I know that coach. It's never going to work out for him there. And then you've been able to get them in the transfer portal. Like, are there guys like that where you're just like, hey, let's not totally give up on this one because we really are the right fit for this guy?
I mean, the transfer portal is so new that there hasn't been a lot of long-term recruiting processes with high school kids that we've gone through and haven't gotten them, and portal went somewhere, portal. And, you know, a lot of those kids we've gone through that process with haven't jumped in the portal or haven't been because all this is so new. I think there will eventually be probably a time, but the flip side of that, you know, the high school recruiting, you know, unfortunately for high school kids, is really kind of dropped in terms of the level of importance and relevancy, not only for us, but across college basketball, because you have the portal, you have international recruiting. We've had the COVID extra year where guys can stay. Now the NCAA is contemplating voting on a fifth year of eligibility. So your key is here, you want to stay old. And how do you stay old and mature in years gone by was to redshirt kids and incubate them. And all of a sudden in year three, they appear and everybody asks, well, where did he come from?
Yeah, like, so Greg, like a Mike Wilkinson, I don't know if that's a bad example, but I think about him, right? Like, who I'm like, God, can that guy play? Like, he's on the court a little bit. And then all of a sudden by the fourth and fifth year, like, you know, he's an all Big Ten caliber player, right?
The poster child of that, what you're talking about, is Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
I mean, he was even food chain than Mike Wilkinson was as a freshman. And Mike redshirted, but the ways of old of redshirting and incubating somebody and, you know, having them sit by your water cooler for 3 years before they get on the court, the patience to stay isn't there. And
so with that kid now, do you say, like, we'd almost rather him go to a Horizon League or some other program, and if they show they can play at the level, we'll go try to get them then versus investing the years you know, because it's better for them to get more time on the court somewhere else?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's still, you know, it's kind of been nicknamed the farm system, you know, the feeder system. Yeah, where you can't take everybody. And again, you don't know how your roster is going to change year in and year out. And you're really operating 1 year at a time. I mean, we used to forecast rosters out over 2, 3, 4 years and kind of move people up the ladder as they came through your program. Now you're literally piecing it together, you know, 10 to 12 spots every year, 1 year at a time, because you don't know, you know, who's going to go, who's coming in, who's going out. You have a decent idea, but you shouldn't be surprised by any type of movement one way or the other, because there's so much fluidity and there's no, you know, there's no guidelines on it. So the kids are free to do whatever they want, whenever they want. So, and then bail money, the enticement of that, whether it's more at other places, playing time and more money. I mean, it's a combination of things that make this completely different than what it was 5 years ago.
Greg, I saw Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was sitting courtside yesterday during your game at USC, and after Kamari McGee inevitably hit a corner three, he started jaw-jacking him a little bit. As a Packers fan and his coach, was that a proud moment for you?
Yeah, I didn't even realize how irrelevant the Bears are for me. I didn't even realize he was sitting over there. but they said, I asked him and Klesman after the game, like, who were you? Were you yelling at him? He goes, no, it was this dude next to him that was doing all the chirping. So between our Packers guys and our Vikings guys, they said he left a little earlier. They're going to give him some go Pack go and some skull chants as we were wrapping up the game. But, he had to get out early. He obviously saw the result coming but it's always, you know, it's fun when those guys recognize, you know, the faces in the crowd. And the last hotel we were at had all the UFC fighters that were part of everything going on last night at the Intuit Center. And so the UFC fans on our team were all in seventh heaven over the last few days when they got to see all their childhood heroes walking in the lobby and taking pictures with them. It's cool when these guys get a chance to see, you know, the people that they watch on TV and, like I said, the stars, so to speak.
Less likely to happen at Iowa. So sometimes you see the Statue of Liberty. Sometimes you go to L.A. and see those stars. Badgers in action Tuesday against UCLA before returning home next Sunday against Nebraska. Coach, before we let you go, you brought up the Packers there. We know you're a fan. We know you have a relationship with Coach LaFleur. Your feelings on how the season ended and what you think needs to happen going into next year for your Packers?
Well, I think a lot needs to happen. We got to get Christian Watson's situation figured out if he's going to be healthy. I think, you know, look at what the NFC North, what happened to them after the Lions get bounced last night. I mean, that for all the accolades the NFC North got with Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit, 0-3 in the playoffs and bounced real quick. So, I think you don't, as Packer fans, we're not fair weather fans. So we'll be there again next year, and Matt will get them right, and Jordan Love will get healthy and make another run at it.
Well, you guys are making a great run this year. We appreciate you jumping on a little early from the West Coast. You guys are playing great, and I know people have loved watching this team throughout the season. Coach Greg Gard, Wisconsin Badgers, appreciate you. I mean, is he the first guest on the new rebooted Sunday Karma?
He is the very first guest.
Yeah. You'll be
outside of Jason Wilde.
Yep, you will be. You'll go down in history for this, Coach. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Gardo.
There he is.
Kyle might have cut him off early on there. You know?
No, I did not. You know what? Criticize.
The great Greg Gard joining us.
You're sensitive today.
No. I'm sitting here. All of a sudden,
you and I switch spots from what we do 5 days a week, and you've got the Gen Z energy.
Yeah, well, whoever is behind the glass, I feel like automatically gets crap thrown at them. But when Kyle's as bad at his job, that also
criticize.
But he's very sensitive.
Greg Gard just disappeared. He didn't say anything. Y'all just sat there with silence. So I just said, all right, well, let's get ready and just hook him.
Oh, that's a easy goal for Erling Haaland. We're up 5-0, Manchester City.
And then Craig is over here just talking about things that nobody knows about.
Yeah. Parlay good? We'll get you ready for NFL Sunday next. It's Sunday Karma across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Hey, bro, Chachos. We have the voice.
Yeah, we do.
We have the voice right here. You want to tell us about about Bro Chachos and the pizza from Stranger Things?
Hola, Bro Chachos. Yes, of course, Palermo's, whether it's Cream and Sicilian, all of their pizzas, they are absolutely incredible. Kyle knows, he talks about them every single day. I found out that actually Ben Brust, another Palermo's pizza endorser, is using his free Palermo's pizza coupons.
Wait, but do you think Greg doesn't know the name of the pizza from? No, Google. he is the voice.
Of course I do. I did that commercial.
I know. That's why I put you on the spot on it.
I know. No, I'm blanking on it right now.
Surfer Boy Pizza. That's what we went with for the Packers game last week.
Do you do it with the pineapple on there and everything?
No. It was the pepperoni Surfer Boy. The crust is just so good on the Surfer Boy Pizza. Palermo's, they're based in Wisconsin. Like, the idea that you could eat pizza and be supporting a Wisconsin-based company that is philanthropic and helps the community and does all the things and creates jobs is incredible. Surfer Boy, one of the great ones. Screaming Sicilian, Urban Pie, all of them. Palermo's Pizza, fantastic.
Can't
people.
Forget Surfer Boy.
Yep. I think you just
can't
did.
Forget.
I think you just did. All right, so we have a few minutes for picks. Anyone like anything today? Any games jump out at you?
Well, actually, I'll jump in because I'm not one to quite often go and bet too often, but I found myself at Pato. It was dope, man. The second floor, I don't really go to Pato too often.
We got to do the show from here. I mean, I would think with how the quality of the show, like, businesses would be demanding us to be there.
I would think. And I actually, I made 4 bets yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, let's judge. Do you have the tickets there? Can we judge them?
The tickets are in my pocket upstairs, but I have points over in the Bills game, over 51.5.
Points. That's a reference to the weekly wager I made earlier this week.
Okay, wait. So over in Bills-Ravens?
Yep. 51.5.
51.5.
Greg, how you feeling about that one? I mean, it's going to be snowy and stuff there.
I know sometimes favors the offense.
I'm an under better. I would take the under there.
Yeah, took points, even though the Ravens defense has been playing better. But you got two great quarterbacks that are going to lead the way today. They're going to put on a performance in the show. And then also I took the over on the 42.5 on the Rams versus
I don't like that.
Dude, that's going to be an icy field condition also like there.
Stafford's not great outside in the cold.
Well, I guess we'll see. I guess I should have looked up field conditions.
Hey, you're okay, man. You're okay.
And then also I took I made my own line with -2.5 with the with the Ravens today. I think the Ravens go in and win that game.
So you took the Ravens alt spread. So they're only favored by one, but you took them all the way to 2.5. You feel that good about
it? Get
them
a little bit more money.
I like the Ravens today, too. I've got that minus one.
I got the Bills straight up. I got the Bills straight
that,
up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best game of the playoffs, right?
By far.
No, but I'm saying even like better than the game against the Chiefs. Like, if just on paper, like this game.
This is the matchup everybody wants to see.
Like, these are the two best teams in the NFL.
Are the Chiefs going to be in the Super Bowl again?
Yes.
Yes, probably.
Kyle, the Ravens,
and
the Ravens are going to
Super Bowl. Everyone's
going to
complain about the refs.
I'll be right,
and,
No, the Ravens are winning
But hold on a minute. You're saying that, like, there's not an actual gripe with the officiating when Kansas City is playing a football
game.
There
are probably gripes.
You saw that roughing the passer yesterday, right?
I get that, but I also don't think that the league got together and it's like, hey, referees, let's make sure that the Chiefs get into the Super
Bowl. Hey, real quick, I've gotten now three text messages. Is it disrespectful I didn't refer to Greg Gard as coach?
You called him Gardo?
I called him Greg and Gardo.
No, you called him Gardo.
But I also called him Greg at one point. Is that disrespectful to not call him coach?
I think Greg is okay. I think Greg's okay. Like, what is your level of relationship with him?
I mean, I covered those teams for a couple.
Mr. Irrelevant?
He once appeared on Mr. Coach's Week a couple months ago.
There is no relationship.
I covered the team for a couple years.
Would he know you? Like,
yes,
if he walked by you?
I think so.
Are you part of the Christmas card or no?
No.
I get a Christmas card.
I get a Christmas card from
him. Humble brag. Cool.
Yeah, I don't think you can call him Gardo if you don't get a Christmas card. Because, like, the fact that I get one. It's not like I'm like hanging with him, right?
Can you tell us the four people you text to try to get on the show?
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't want to hear them because they're going to be future weeks.
You're off next week. What are we doing?
Speaking of rules.
Wait, but aren't I still doing it even when I'm not here?
Yes. You just have to talk to Kyle.
Just because I said number three, you could have made any of them number three. You didn't have to make the worst one of your picks in Rashad Vaughn number three.
I thought Rashad Vaughn was the best of them.
Horrible debut.
No, I think like, I don't think you understand what we're going for on this show if you don't understand that Rashad Vaughn isn't the perfect.
We got work to do.
Yes.
And the issue
I would respect it more if it was Dirty Al Gallagher's daughter or something like
facts.
That.
The four of us will not be back together for how long?
I have no idea.
You're both off next week.
That's
I'm
the
off
Sunday
the following
Karma
week.
Adventure.
You're both allegedly off the 9th. The 16th, maybe we're all back together.
I'll be in San Francisco for the NBA 16th. All-Star game.
But then next week,
Strofe and Wallace going to be really good the next month.
Yeah.
I'm back in 2 weeks.
Wallace needs to take a vacation.
Go to San Francisco for the NBA All-Star.
7-11 is hot. That's all I'm saying. It is hot. We appreciate all of you who put up with this nonsense for 2 hours. So stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle like we don't. We always are raising the bar on this show.
Shout out to Gardo.
Yep.
Gardo.
To Gardo. To Doug Gottlieb to
Rashad Vaughn.
Yeah.
And I'll keep the other one a secret because he's going to be a great mystery guest. The other one. I don't want to give him up.
Wes Edens.
It's not Wes Edens, but you never know. You've been listening to Sunday Karma for some reason because you had nothing better to do. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.